Imagine a young man in his early 20s with a mane of deep black bushy hair that comes down to the back of his neck. Far from being a massive and muscular guy, his lanky figure resembles one of the Italian descent. In fact, he could be mistaken for a young Al Pacino. He makes no impression he wants to harm anyone. Though wearing a brown undershirt and striped boxer shorts, you might wonder. One can tell from his dark brown eyes that he could not even hurt a fly. However, a fire burns in the heart of this young man. "I'm going to be an actor," he repeats to himself, his soul's desire burning brightly within him. When he speaks about his passion, it's akin to throwing a match to dry straw. His deep desire is to inspire people through movies. He fantasizes about them watching him as the hero, the audience forgetting all their everyday worries for however brief a moment in time. No matter how hopeless their situation, they will forget for now. The hero always finds a way out of the dark tunnel back into the bright light of day, right? Yes, that's exactly what he will do. Deep within, he feels the call. He must. No ifs or buts. Put yourself in the shoes of a Hollywood producer. What are you searching for when talent scouting? A flawless appearance? An impressive, outstanding vocal range? What about coming from a great acting school? In any case, great self-confidence and the ability to slip into a variety of roles? Surely. Robin Williams, humor. Brad Pitt, handsome looks. George Clooney, charm. Or the acting skills of Tom Hanks? Well, our young friend with the big dream quite clearly has none of this. From the start, he entered this world with difficulty, a forceps delivery due to being the size of a watermelon, whilst being brutally forced through the birth canal this way because of acute danger for mother and baby. Several nerves in his jaw were badly injured, resulting in his mouth sometimes slopping downwards when speaking, and also a slight speech defect, affecting him all through childhood and throughout his young life. Evidently, his language skills were far from impressive for realizing his dream. Growing up, he had such difficulty. We all know how cruel and brutally honest other children can be. Like a drop of water that always drips on the same spot, constant insults and bullying ate at his self-confidence. Sometimes, when a child changes schools, it can help in these situations. But for him, not so. Because of the sheer frequency in changing schools, 12 different locations to be exact, and always against his wishes. Later, he developed a rebellious attitude because he felt he could never be what he wanted to be. Instead, he felt tarnished how others saw him. To them, he was an outsider, retard, and loser. Even a teacher told him once in front of the class, "At some point, you will end up in the electric chair." How he craved care, support, and affection at home, but he never really got or felt it. Is this profile of a young man's childhood and youth a good starting point for a future Hollywood career? What do you think? It's hard to imagine any great future for such a lad, isn't it? Nevertheless, his dream burned hotter than fire and shone brighter than a fixed star in the sky. In fact, during his climb to Hollywood, he was knocked back over 1,500 times from acting agencies. Why that many? Well, some agencies he auditioned 4 or 5 times, trying again and again. His wife Sasha finds this stubbornness, even obsession, anything but understandable, least of all tolerable. At 6 feet tall, she stands half a head shorter than him, with long, straightish, blonde hair reaching well over her shoulders. "Oh, baby, please find a decent job. How many more rejections do you have to get before you understand that nobody wants you as an actor? Forget this dream of yours and get a real job. We've sold almost everything we own. And look, we live in one of the smallest apartments in New York effing city. How can this go on?" She gently rubs her belly, which has been growing for weeks. His former faithful brown Bambi eyes looks disappointed and blankly stares at her baby bump. All these rejections and accusations make him sad. He feels overwhelmed, insecure, and even more worthless than ever. Leaving the apartment without a word, he knows that if he gives up his dream now of being an actor and begins working an everyday job, that bright and hot fire of passion in his heart would just die off like a flower without water. So shaking his head, he knows he's not ready to give up.